What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
One of our favorite segments every week, of course, is something we do every week at this time. Let's crank it up with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Whoa, yourself. Drop of the week is presented by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Seltzer, what happened this week on our
program? All right, let's dive in. It's rare that the first drop is very likely to win, but I guess when one of the members of your show gets engaged, it probably can win drop of the week. Our guy Richie gives us the announcement on Monday.
John, how was your weekend? Everyone have a good weekend?
Mine was wonderful. I got engaged.
Whoa! What?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Alicia.
John Richie.
Yes. He said yes.
Barry in the lead. There it is.
How about that?
It's almost 8 o'clock.
How about that? Did you know it, Jody? Is that breaking news to you?
That Richie got engaged?
Yeah.
No, I'd heard it, but okay. I had no idea that it was going to be announced on Monday.
Yeah. Jody, who do you feel worse for? Phillies fans, we might have to see Rojas again this year.
Or Alicia.
Or John's fiance that she's got to spend the rest of her life with Richie.
Yeah, you can just continue to beat up Richie. I'm not going to kick the guy while he's down.
Just playing around. We're all happy for
that. That was such a risky Richie announcement, though.
Oh, I know.
Just, like,
hey,
so
by
casual.
The way.
Yeah, like I didn't hear it. I knew it was happening last weekend, but I didn't hear it live on Monday morning and just very.
I was trying to have
kind of almost how he told us,
because we did know in advance that
yes.
It was possible.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, well, I got to find a way to ask him. Like, hey, how was everybody's weekend?
Yeah.
John, how about you? You know,
it was good. I got engaged.
Got engaged.
Guy's unbelievable.
Something else, man. All right, let's keep it rolling. One of the great Times Yours calls I think we've ever gotten. After Richie gets engaged, this Times Yours call came in that day about our guy Fritz.
Hey, John, congratulations. Did you get down on one knee or did you pull a Fritz and get down on both knees and bow to the hammer?
For those who haven't seen the golf video, that is a reference to when they said drop it from your knees, Jack. Actually dropped to both knees and dropped
funny,
the ball.
Like, honestly, funniest one of moment. The funniest things I've seen in a very long
Jody,
time.
Jody, you know that, right?
I had heard. Yeah. I didn't see the video, which somehow it still hasn't made.
Well, it's out there. It's got a
general consumption.
But I mean, it has. No, he finally unleashed
he
it. But I mean, literally, I was just saying, you drop from your knees. I mean, he dropped the ball from your knees and he dropped to his knees. I mean, talk
amazing.
About a guy. He got castrated right in front of him.
He was that level of crashing out.
No. All right, we're moving on from castration. We were talking to Coach Harris, and we have a new nickname for a couple members of the afternoon show.
This sounds like exactly what Jack needs.
This sounds
like precisely what he could have used when he was melting down and kneeling while dropping the ball.
That was unbelievable.
John, Jack needs a team of coaches, right?
And Harris, he's got them. They're called Mommy and Daddy.
Wow.
Spike and Ike. Mommy and Daddy.
All right,
Daddy.
Hold on. Who's the mommy?
It's my guy. Mommy and Daddy.
Mommy and Daddy works. We got to really go with good. That in the month of August. Remind me, Seltzer, to not forget to use Mommy and Daddy.
I will not let you forget that one. It is too good. All right, let's keep it rolling. A two-pack of Jim Salisbury just crushing Fritz. You love to see it. Here's the first.
And the ball was hitting my glove pretty heavy, and I knew if he would throw strikes, you would have problems. And
I did.
And you did, but, you know, he was a complete embarrassment in golf because he really...
That's for sure.
He popped off to me that he was going to clean your clock in golf, and then he embarrassed all of Chester County with that performance. So.
Wow. There you go, Jim.
Jimmy! Guess what?
That's great.
Jim wasn't done. Here's Jim on the way out.
And thank you for your support rooting for me against Fritz. It does mean the world.
And
Words in the mouth.
Joe, I'm behind you all the way.
Hey.
That sounded earnest.
That was insincere.
Hey, Jim, you ready for this? I'm going to kick his ass today.
Wow.
I have no doubt that man needs to be humbled in a big way.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy's taking shots, man.
He was. He was, and then of course we didn't play tennis, so it never did happen. But.
It was good though. All right, let's keep it rolling. Caller Frank, Joe, this is what this guy does here is something you've been trying to get Richie to do this whole competition.
Okay,
you turned him.
Yes, sir. I was a Joe detractor. I was a Joe non-believer, but when I listened to those smug nudniks on the afternoon show.
Nice you said nudnik.
Nudnik. A nudnik. I throw up in my mouth a little bit when I listen to Fritz talk about this. Now, I want you to lay the smack down today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And just come out victorious and gloat. Nice. Now that's the specific wish for today.
You're turning people, Joe.
I appreciate that. I'm just frustrated. I keep hearing all this, do it today, do it today, do it today. We didn't do anything that day.
I know.
We didn't play.
Inside baseball, I thought about trying to edit them out, like the todays, because it wasn't today, and it sounded ridiculous every time I did it.
Right,
I figured I'd leave it in.
That can't win, because far be it from me to question pronunciation, because I can butcher almost anything. I think it's nudnik.
It technically is nudnik. You are correct.
Yes.
But
okay. That's why you don't understand, because what's
Yiddish.
A nudnik?
Yes.
I know what a nudnik is.
Yeah. I like it, Jody. I like the specificity with the Yiddish. Let's keep it rolling. We had a big debut on the show this week. Unexpected. Didn't even know it till after Times Year is finished and Joe told us. But the great Amy from Villanova entered the chat this week. Here's a Times Year is called just crushing you for not playing in the heat.
We're talking about heat, not the game. Not the game, not the game. We're talking about heat, not the game these guys are supposed to go out and die for. Talking about heat.
So clever. Like, not only was it Amy's debut, which would have made it anyway, but what a clever call.
So good.
Yeah, that was all her idea. She that and the for who for, she kind of butchered the delivery on for who for what a little bit, the lead up to it, but she nailed that one. That was great.
Yeah,
my question
fantastic.
Is, would she have known AI? And yes, I'm talking Allen Iverson, not
she's
artificial
a, she's
intelligence.
She's a big sports fan, Jody. Big
before. Becoming associated.
Dude, she was a sports fan before Joe. She went
to Super Bowl 52.
Like way before.
You ready for this? And this is really impressive. She's the only person I know that did this. This is a fact. In October of 2017, she was so convinced the Eagles were great, she booked in October of 2017 a flight to Minneapolis for that game and the hotel. She didn't have the she didn't have the game ticket in October, but she booked in October of 2017 the flight and the hotel.
That's impressive.
See, I'm way too superstitious for that.
Yeah. She was in on it.
Yeah.
So at the time I lived in Chicago.
Look, superstition, it worked out. You know,
I didn't even want to take off. Ended up flying home. It worked out, but I felt weird even taking off work like 2 weeks before the Super Bowl because I was like, I don't want to. It was before the NFC Championship
I took the time off seltzer 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember. Unplanned time.
I was in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, right.
He called in at one point and it didn't sound like you. You sounded like so sickly.
I was so weak.
Hello. It was horrible.
I missed 8 straight days. No, that was a real infection.
In the run. Yeah, it was the Falcons game. I remember.
Yeah, that was a real infection.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Three more to get to, one of which will obviously be a little Are You Smarter, but pre-Are You Smarter, I had a funny line.
I mean, I'm going up against a prep guy. I feel like this might be my demise. By the way, know this. There is a chance to honor the prep that I will throw this competition.
Because,
Are you sure you don't want to
just postpone it because it's hot in here?
I might want the first.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of that one.
Played, James. Very well played.
Yeah, that was one I felt good about.
Yep.
All right, two more. One of which is, shout out to our guy, Sean. The fact that you somehow went 7-0 against these kids over the years is impossible. Finally, our guy Sean got it.
What is the only continent that resides in all four hemispheres?
North America.
Incorrect. Sean
Africa.
Is one. Africa's correct. Just for the hammer. 5-3. We got it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah! Josh starts doing the whistle. It's so ridiculous.
The whistle's so good.
It finally happens.
What a
huge accomplishment.
Popples.
Let me say this. Congratulations to Sean. Sean, good job, buddy.
That was awesome.
That was.
That's a damn good celebration. Man, forget about New Year's Eve. Just play that.
I might
get to December 31st.
I might vote for that instead of Richie.
The whistle's great. Like, it really works there. All right, one more to get to, and you kind of teased it a little bit again about 35, 40 minutes ago. But this happened yesterday.
Oh, I know.
The all-time tease for why Joe DiCamera is going to win.
I want everyone to remember this moment. There's something specific that is going to lead to me winning this competition. And I'm not going to tell anybody what it is, but I might put it in an envelope and hand it to Seltzer in the next day or two.
This is fascinating.
Because I am going to win, and I now know how and why.
Whoa!
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
What a tease. I mean, that is it. And the envelope thing, just top notch all around.
Any guesses?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
Especially because it's something you could put in an envelope,
Put it in the envelope. I'm just going to write it down.
No, I'm saying, I don't know what you would write down. Like a specific thing for a reason you're going to win is my point.
Yep. Is it something that's been said before on air in regards to the competition? No?
Kept it under wraps. Good on you.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm really intrigued to see how this all plays out.
But, James, I'm telling you, safe deposit box.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry.
Put it somewhere where it can't be tampered with.
I'm on it. It's a fireproof, the whole thing. I'm putting it in there. It's going to stay there.
I love it. All right, we'll find out if it proves.
I'm like the guys at the Oscars, just not that one year.
We'll see if it works out or not. All right, so what wins here? Richie engagement, Sean wins the thing or the envelope? I guess it's got to be John, right?
You got engaged.
I mean, I thought.
Honestly, I'd say John or James's little thing.
Your zing was good, too.
That was pretty good.
Should we just go with James because John's not here?
I've ever won Drop of the Week.
Yeah, I feel like James never wins.
Seltzer.
He puts it together.
You.
I rarely put myself in it. It's only if I have one that I really like.
Man, I'm surprised neither Devin or James decided to go with the celebration of Joe's loss.
I mean, I thought that was actually the best audio.
It was great, too.
That's where I would have gone.
All right. Well, one of those two.
Jody trying to steal my first Drop of the Week.
Sorry,
bud. I appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.